We continue the shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Simonei Behema V'Chaya Tohira, Halacha Dalid, and we're in the middle of paragraph Yud Tes. We're up to the sub-paragraph, V'zehu Oz Omarti Hinei Bosi Begila Sefer Kosov Olai. Rav Nosson Zal was explaining a pasuk, and he explained the first half, and now he's going to go into explaining the second half of the pasuk and how it relates. Today's learning is dedicated Leilui Nishmas Tovia Barab Yisrael Yitzchak, Yirachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, David Yisrael Barab Ephraim, Rosa Bas Itamar, and also Rochel Dvoira Bas Yeshua Leib, whose yahrzeit is on the 11th of Adar. And we dedicate the learning for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it. Vezehu Oz Omarti Hine Bosi Begila Sefer Kosov Aloi. Dovid HaMelech is saying, "Shenisoirati takef, I was immediately awoken, v'nisratzesi loshuv l'skari v'lecha, and I agreed to return to Hashem." K'vay Shapirish Rashi Sum, as Rashi HaKadosh points out over there, "Ki b'megilas sefer kosuv oloi," because what was written in the sefer, I felt was written for me and about me. Haynu shebechol megilas sefer sheboilam. This means that regarding all the holy books that are written in the world, Bekulam Kosuv Olai, I take all of them as if they're written for me personally, Lohoidiali Ma'alosi, to remind me and to make me aware of how important I am, meaning that I am a Jewish neshama, I'm part of Hashem, I'm part of the Jewish nation. Lo'irareini, to awaken me, to inspire me, Lohitzieni Mikol HaMekoimoi Shenofalti Bohem, and to get me out of all the low places that I've fallen into. Ki nimtza kosuv b'chol hasforim sheboilam hepech tousi. Because in all the holy books in the world is written the opposite of the mistake that I could possibly make in thinking that I'm not important and I'm not part of the Jewish people, chas v'shalom. Afilu b'hasforim shel ho'akum, even in the books of the goyim, Kanal, as we learned earlier, as we explained earlier, that when the air is clear through the mitzvah of tzedakah, which creates an avir hanach v'hazach, as a result of that, the words of the tzaddikim travel far, and they travel even into the writings of the goyim, so that goyim who are studying their theology books, non-Jews who are studying there, find in their books contradictions and things that make them realize that this is not true, and some of them end up becoming converts. In some cases, their children end up becoming converts, as we've been learning throughout this halacha. Mikolshkein v'kolshkein b'sifrei Yisroel hakdoshim, and how much more so, especially in the holy books of the Jewish people, shebevada yecholim limtzoi bohem kol echod hepech tousoi v'havolov shnisbohem, whereby most definitely every Jew can find in the Holy Sforim the opposite of the mistakes and the nonsense that we get involved into. Afal pi shelefomim habaldovar mevalvel esodon, even though there are times when the Yetzer Hara confuses a person, ad shegam besforim hagdoshim roya lehepech, so that even when a person is reading holy books, he's reading Sifrei Musar and things like that, and he sees things that seem to imply that are putting him down, that telling him you're a nothing, you're a nobody because you did Averis, you're a lost soul, Chas v'shalom. That's the type of message that sometimes a person can get from some of the Sifrei Musar. Rav Nosson Zal brings this in other places, that the Reishis Chachma, which is one of the most incredible Sifrei Musar, there's a Masech de Gehenim there, which describes the punishment in Gehenim, and other parts there which tell a person about how bad it is when they commit sins. And a person reading that with the wrong type of attitude can take it as a message that, forget it, I'm lost, I'm finished, there's no chance for repair for me, chas v'shalom, but that would be a mistake. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us here now that sometimes the Yetzer Hara confuses a person so that even when they're reading holy books, they see the opposite of what they should be seeing, What a person should be seeing in all the books of the Torah is words of encouragement that bring you close, or words of inspiration that inspire you to do tshuva. But sometimes the person sees they're getting the opposite message. Why? Ki loy zocho nase loy samoves. Because the Gemara tells us that if a Jew is fortunate, then when they read the Torah gives them encouragement and all kinds of positive things. And if a person is not privileged, then sometimes when they read the Torah has the opposite effect on the person. It pushes the person away, chas v'shalom. It becomes a poison. V'tzadikim yelchu bam u'poishim yikashlu bam. And as the Pasuk says in Hosea, righteous people will go the right path in the study of Torah. And spiteful sinners sometimes will stumble from the Torah. They'll be reading words in the Torah, and that'll cause them to continue stumbling, chas v'shalom. Aval b'koyach ha-tzadikim hanal. However, through the power of the tzaddikim that we've discussed earlier, sheyecholin ledaber lemeirochoik, who have the ability to speak, and their words should travel far, ad shegam hatoiv hakovush bein hoakum yimso b'sifreim hepech emunosom, so that even that good that's found among the other nations should find in their books the opposite of their faith. Mikolshkein v'kolshkein, and certainly, shehatoiv hakovush begolus ben Yisrael biatzmon, the good that's imprisoned in exile among the Jewish nation, the Jewish people who unfortunately have lost their contact with Hashem, pretty much, they've lost their contact with Torah, with tzaddikim. Bevada yucha limtsoi v'lirois b'chol hasforim, those people will definitely be able to, with the power of tzaddikim, with the help of tzaddikim, they will definitely be able to find and see in all the books of the Torah positive advice, incredible advice. Hepech to'usoi v'havolov shoyanis adhena, the opposite of the mistakes and the nonsense that the person was involved in till now. This is what the Pasuk is referring to when it says, "B'megillah Sefer kosov aloi shebechol Megillah Sefer." This is saying that in all the books, all the different books and scrolls, kosov aloi, there's writing in there for me, for my benefit, lahazkireni ulayireni lo shavei lov, to remind me and inspire me to return to Hashem. However, in order to get all these benefits, all the positive effects, it's all with the power of the tzaddikim. It's through that I say, I've come, lekabel Torah, to receive the Torah b'chol dor v'dor, in each and every generation, v'loshuv l'Hashem isporach mikol mokam shehu, and to return to Hashem, no matter where I'm at, no matter how far down I've fallen. V'zehu, and this is what the Pasuk continues there in Tehillim, La'asois retzoincho Elokai chofotzti, Hashem, I want to perform your will. I want to fulfill your will. V'soiroscho besoich me'oi. And your Torah is in my intestines, is in my digestive tract. Rav Nosson Zal says, note these words, V'soiroscho besoich me'oi, Pirush Rashi, B'chol kol ma'acholi lai al picha. All of my eating is based on your instructions, based on what you, Hashem, have told us. What to eat, how to eat, when to eat, etc. Hainu b'chinas achila d'kdusha. This part of the pasuk is referring to a Jew eating properly with holiness. Shehu tikun hamizbeach, which Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 17 in Likutei Moran, which this whole halacha is based on, that's what plays a major role in perfecting the mizbeach. Shenase al yidei hagerim ubalei tshuva. And the way that comes about is when converts come and join Klal Yisrael, or people, Jews, make tshuva. Shenas Nalidei Bechinas B'Megillah Sefer Kosov Olai, which is brought about as a result of people finding in all the books, finding messages for them to encourage them to return to Hashem. Shemoitzin Kosov Omefoirosh Heper Deoseim Hanavuchos, whereby people find in the writings written clearly the opposite of their mistaken ideas. And this leads to the people becoming inspired and returning to Hashem. As the pasuk says, Hashem, I want to fulfill your will. And through that, I'm zoicha that your Torah is in my digestive tract. Kol ma'acholai al picha, meaning all my eating is based on your instructions, Hashem. Shezoichin la'achila de'kdusha, the person is zoicha to holy eating, shehu tikun ha'mizbeach, which is what completes the mizbeach, shayideze nishlam ha'seichel. And this results in a person being able to have clear thinking, clear understanding. All of this is expounded in chapter 17 in Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal's filling in pieces and is showing us the connection between these psukim in Tehillim and how it fits perfectly with what Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'chol zeh nase b'koyach hatzdoko. And as we explained earlier, in order for all of this to take place, it requires the power of the mitzvah of tzedakah. Shaydeze nase avir hanach vahazach. When people are giving charity, that creates a sweet, good, positive atmosphere between people, between opposites, between wealthy people and poor people, who are so far removed from each other normally, and now the mitzvah of tzedakah brings them close together. It clears the air, it removes any negativity in the air that would have separated them. Ad sheyecholen levaser tzedek bekohol rov. The pasuk continues over there in Tehillim, till we're zeuche to proclaim righteousness in large communities. Meaning, lohidia lakoil ho'emunak doisha. What this is really referring to is that we have the ability to broadcast to everyone the message of emuna in Hashem. We know that tzedek and emuna go together. There's a pasuk, v'hoyo tzedek ezor mosnov, ve'emuna ezor chalotzov. And we'll see, Rav Nosson Zal is going to show it soon. V'zeh bisarti tzedek bekohol rov, v'chulu, etc. Tzidkoscha loichi sisi besoich libi. Your righteousness I have not hidden inside my heart. Emunascha utshuascha amarti. You faith in you and the your salvations, I speak about it, I publicize it. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Let's analyze this pasuk. Bisarti tzedek. I give over the message of tzedek. Rav Nosson Zal says, daiko. Note the word tzedek is being used. And then afterwards it says, tzidkoscha loichisisi. It could have said the word emuna. Why is he using the word tzedek and tzidkoscha? Hainu bekoyach hatzdaka. It's telling us that the mitzvah of tzedakah is playing a very important role in this whole thing. Ayideze daika, through the mitzvah of tzedakah, which clears the air and it creates a good, calm, clear ear, that's what allows the words of the tzaddikim to travel far. Ayideze daika emunascha tshuascha amarti. That's what allows me to speak and to speak to everyone about faith in Hashem and about the salvations of Hashem. Because the mitzvah of tzedakah is what enables us to broadcast the faith in Hashem to the whole world, to reach far places. This results in converts coming and joining Klal Yisrael and Bali Tshuva. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutei Moran chapter 17 that this is what really helps us repair our brains to be able to think properly. Shezeo b'chinas kabbalas haTorah, which is what took place when we received the Torah from Hashem. That's when we got the real sechel. V'alkein lo kiblu es haTorah ad shebo Yisroi v'nezgayer. And this explains why the Jewish nation receiving the Torah, Hashem broadcasting Emunah to the world, didn't take place until Yisroi came and joined and converted. The whole Parshas Kabbalas haTorah nismach leParshas Yisroi shenizgayer. And the whole portion in the Torah that speaks about the Jewish people receiving the Torah on Har Sinai, the Ten Commandments, is all right next to the story of Yisroi coming and converting. Ki ikar kabbalas haTorah hu alidei hagerim, because a major factor in the Jewish people being able to receive the Torah and being able to broadcast it to the world is gerim coming and joining Klal Yisrael, shenasin alidei bechinas hanal, which is accomplished through the different steps that we've spoken about here, the tzedakah, the words of the tzaddikim traveling. V'chein b'chol dor v'dor. And what took place then during the time of Yisroi and Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the same thing in every single generation. That in order for our generation to experience our Kabbalah haTorah, it requires Geirim and Balei Tshuva coming and joining Klal Yisrael, it requires Tzedakah, etc. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ato, based on what we've explained here in today's year, and in the end of the previous year, Meyushov Umakusher Heitev Mikra Na'al. Now we can explain and resolve what seemed very strange in a pasuk that we quoted earlier, in the beginning of the paragraph. Zevach Umincho Loichofatzto. Hashem, you did not want our sacrifices on the Mizbeach. Oznayim korisoli, you hollowed out my ears for me to be able to hear the message. Shelechoyra ein lo chibur usmichus klal. If you at first glance at this pasuk, these two pieces don't seem to have any relationship. Ma inyan oznayim korisoli lezevach umincha lo chafatzta. What's the connection between the fact that Hashem hollowed out our ears and refusing, not wanting our sacrifices? Achal pianal, however, based on what we've been learning here in this year and the previous year, mevoyer heitev, it becomes very, very clear. Ki medaber le'inyan tikkun ha'mizbeach. It's speaking over here about what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in chapter 17 in Likud Imran, about the tikkun of the mizbeach, perfecting the mizbeach. She'ikar tikkun shleimusoi einoi alidei korbonos. What really rectifies and perfects the mizbeach is not the korbonos that are being brought on it. Ki kol zman she'ein misaknen ha'mizbeach alidei gerum v'alei tshuva, ein ha'korbonos chashuvan lefano v'yisbara klal. Because so long as we have not accomplished the tikkun of the mizbeach by Geirim coming and joining Klal Yisrael, and by people doing tshuva, the korbonos that will be brought on the Mizbeach are not that much enjoyed by Hashem. They're not that significant to Hashem. Because there's a pasuk that says, Ki zevach rishoim toyeva. The sacrifices of evil people is disgusting, despicable to Hashem. Al kein, therefore, ikre tikkun ha-Mizbeach, what really repairs and completes the Mizbeach is the ears that Hashem has hollowed out for me. Sha'asisom chalulos. You, Hashem, have made our ears hollow, lishmoya, to be able to hear the words of the tzaddikim. Kanal, as we've explained throughout this whole piece. And that results in Geirim coming and joining Klal Yisrael and Balei Tshuva. V'nishlam ha-mizbeach kanal. And that completes the Mizbeach. V'yoz achakach. Now, once the Mizbeach is complete, bevadai chashuvin ha-korbonos lefanav yisborach. The sacrifices that will be brought on it are very important. Hashem wants it. They're very special. Me'achar shekvar nishlam tikkun ha-mizbeach alidei hagerim balei tshuva. Because of the fact that we completed the preparation of the mizbeach through the gerim and balei tshuva that came and joined Klal Yisrael. interesting. I was just saying Shnaya Mikra Vecho Targum. Today is Friday of Parshas Tetzaveh. The first part of the Parsha speaks about the holy garments of the Kohen Gadol. It's preparing Aaron HaKohen and his family to start fulfilling their functions in the Mishkan. And the second part of the Parsha speaks about the special sacrifices that they brought to initiate the Mishkan and to initiate the Kohanim taking their roles in the Mishkan. And over there it says again and again, L'rotzoin lefnei Hashem, L'rotzoin, L'rotzoin, that this is all to be able to give, to provide a satisfaction, to arouse Hashem's goodwill, as we showed here, L'rotzoincha chafotzti. That's what the Mishkan and the Beis Mikdash is all about. But Rabbeinu Zal shows us over there in Torah Yud Zayin that first you have to make sure that the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash are complete, they're ready. And the completion of the Mizbeach, which is synonymous with Tikkun HaSeichel and Achila Degdusha, requires people doing tshuva. It requires people doing tshuva. It requires Geirin coming and joining Klal Yisrael. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into something different that he's going to connect to what we've been learning. And this will explain that very important paragraph that we recite on Shabbos Mincha after Shmon Esrei. The three tzidkoschos. Laham shecholenu koyach hashloisho tzadike yesoy deyoylam. We're trying to draw upon ourselves the power and the holiness of the three major awesome tzaddikim who are foundations of the world, Shenistalku was, who passed away on Shabbos at Mincha time. Shehem, they are Yosef, Moshe, and David. There's a pasuk in Chumash when Yaakov Avinu pleads with Hashem, save me, protect me from my brother Esav. He says, Hatzilenino, miyad ochi, miyad Esav. Save me from the hand of my brother, the hand of Esav. The word miyad is Moshe, Yosef, David, these three great tzaddikim. Ki mavor le'el, because we explained earlier, shedaiko bekoyach histalkus hatzadik nitor venezdake choavir. Earlier in this halacha, we discussed the fact that tzedakah is one of the things that clears the air. And Rav Nosson Zal also spoke about visiting kivrei tzaddikim, going to kivrei tzaddikim. Because when a tzaddik passes away, that purifies, that brings, and the burial place of a tzaddik is a place where the air is very holy and pure, where again the words of holiness can be heard most clearly. Ad she'yecholim lishmoya divreim gamato b'chol mokem shehu, to the point where these tzaddikim, when they passed away, they reached such high levels so that even now that they're not physically here, we can be able to hear their words wherever we are. V'alkein b'shabbos b'mincha she'oz hu raiva deraiven rotzon sheberetzonos. And this explains why on Shabbos at Mincha time, which is the holiest time of the week, the Zohar HaKadosh calls it Raiva Deraiven, which in Hebrew means Rotzon Sheberetzonos, the will of the will, the highest level of goodwill from Hashem towards us, and the greatest power of us to want to come close to Hashem is at that time Shabbos Mincha. She'oz hu bechinas tachlis shleimus avir hanach vazach. That's the highest possible level of the air, the atmosphere being clear, perfectly clear. Shehu bechinas rotzoin v'ahava v'sholoim. That's the concept of goodwill, love, peace. When there's that kind of atmosphere, everyone is receptive. Everyone's willing to hear, willing to listen. Shezeh bechinas Shabbos Shalom. And that's also why Shabbos is called Shabbos Shalom, peace. Shehu shvisa v'naicha. Shabbos is a time of resting. Resting means, again, this concept of ahava v'rotzoin v'sholoim. U'b'Shabbos b'mincha, also rotzoin sheberetzoinah, is tachlis ha'rotzoin v'av'sholoim. Shabbos mincha time is when we reach the peak of the peak of desire, longing for Hashem, and goodwill from us towards Hashem, from Hashem towards us, and love and peace. Shekol zehu bechina shleimus ho'avir hanach v'azach kanal. All of this is that concept that Rabbeinu Zal says there in Likutei Moran of that clear, peaceful, calm air which enables holy words to travel. V'al kein elu hashloishot tzadikim hagdoilim nistalku oz. And this is why these incredibly great holy tzadikim passed away specifically on Shabbos at Mincha time, lohoyro islanu, to show us shedivreim choyim v'kayomim lo'ad olamim, that their words are eternal, forever, forever. Their words are in the world. Kihem mamshichim gam achar histalkusom b'chol pam b'chinas avir anach v'azach, because they, after their passing away and through their passing away, pump into the world this clear air, kedei sheyishomu devreim lemeirochik, so that their words should be able to be heard far and wide, kedei legayer geirim, in order to bring about the conversion of proper converts, velaseis balei tshuva, sheboze oiskim hatzadikim hagedoilim gam liachar histalkusam, because this is what the great tzadikim are involved in. Even after they pass away, not just during their lifetime, legayer gerim ubalei tshuva, to bring those non-Jews who can join Klal Yisrael to conversion, and also balei tshuva, kemavora b'divra Rabbeinu Zal bekama mekoymos, as Rabbeinu Zal expresses this in many places in Likutei Moran, and especially in chapter 215. Where Rabbeinu Zal shows there very clearly that this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was in, this is the most important item that Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in during his lifetime and after his passing. V'alkein oimrim oz sholosh pomim tzidkoscha, and this is why on Shabbos at Mincha time we say these three sentences that begin with the word tzidkoscha. In order to be able to draw upon ourselves the power of that clear air of these great tzaddikim, which we've learned several times here, that the way that we draw that upon ourselves is through the power of the mitzvah of tzedakah. That's why those psukim begin with that word tzidkoscha. There are many words that have similar translation in Hebrew, but there's special significance here to the term tzidkoscha, speaking about faith in Hashem and Hashem's righteousness. Because it's specifically through the mitzvah of tzedakah, through charity, that we draw upon ourselves this great tikkun. V'ze shenoyagim hatzadikim loymar Torah u'musar besude shlishis daiko, and this will explain why the great tzadikim, especially among the Hasidim, the custom is that the rabbi says his most significant Torah of the week on Shabbos at Mincha time. Not just Torah, but also Musar, words of inspiration. Because that's the opportunity, that's the time that's most conducive, that the words of Torah should spread far and wide. It should reach the furthest places. And again, far doesn't necessarily mean physical distance. It should reach the people that are far away from Kiddusha, far from Torah, far from Mitzvah. Question. Why these three particular tzaddikim? Why not Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov? Why these three particular tzaddikim? There's a lot written about this in the Zohar HaKodesh, in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, and Rabbeinu Zal Sforim. These three tzaddikim represent the full spectrum of Kedusha, all 10 spheros. Moshe Rabbeinu is Das, which is Koilel Chochma Bino and Das. Atohoreso Lodas ke Hashem hu Elokim. That Moshe is Shin Mo. The Shin has three heads, corresponding to the three spheres, Chochma, Bina, and Das, or Keser, Chochma, and Bina. And Mo, Mem, He, is three times Yud, Ke, the letters of Hashem's name that represent Chochma, Bina, and Das. So Moshe Rabbeinu represents the upper three spheres. Yosef is six times Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. Yosef is Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yesoid. He's Koilel, all of those six. And David is Malchus, David HaMelech. So these three represent the full spectrum of Kedusha, all 10 spheres. They are representative of all the tzaddikim put together. And their three names, Moshe, Yosef, David, is Bigimatria Tefillah, the word Tefillah, which is Ratzon. In our prayer, we express what we want. Tefillah is Ratzon. Va'ani Tefillosi L'cha Hashem Eis Ratzon. Tefillah is an incredible expression of Ratzon on our part, what we want, and Tefillah is what brings about the most incredible goodwill from Hashem, the Ratzon of Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal attaches another very powerful pasuk in Shmuel Anavi to everything we're speaking about here. The pasuk says, Romo Karni Bahashem. And the Gemara says, V'loy Romo Pachi. My Karen is elevated to Hashem. And the Gemara darshins, my Karen, not my Pach. There's a Gemara that says that those kings who were anointed with a horn, in the olden days they used to anoint a king by putting olive oil on his head, on his forehead, on his head. So the Gemara says, those kings who were anointed with a keren, their kingdom was everlasting. Whereas those kings who were anointed with a pach means a vial of oil, their kingdom was temporary. And the Bnei Yisachar has an incredible chiddush when he speaks about Hanukkah. We know that on Hanukkah, the miracle of Chana took place that they found a vial of oil. It says, pach shemen. The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, wherever it speaks about it, it's a pach, 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 pach shemen, pei chof, as it's spelled here. Why? What's the emphasis on the pach? The Bnei Yisachar uses this to answer a major question. The Chashmonoim were at tzaddikim. They were righteous people. Why did they take the kingdom to themselves? They defeated the Greeks, fine and wonderful. Wonderful, they did a great job. They were Kohanim. Now go do your avoid in the Beis HaMikdash and leave the kingdom for someone from Shevet Yehuda, someone from David HaMelech. That's where the kingdom belongs. We know that it's brought that Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi, who was a descendant of David HaMelech, did not organize a Gemara and Shas for Hanukkah. There's a Gemara for every holiday except Hanukkah. Hanukkah is mentioned very briefly in one or two places in Shas. Why? The answer is because he had a claim against the Chashmonoim that they were wonderful, they did a lot of good things, but they also did something not so nice in taking over the kingdom of Klal Yisrael for 203 years that they ruled the Chashmonoim. But the question is, these were tzaddikim. Why did they do this? And the answer that's given is that they saw in the fact that the miracle was based on a pach shemen, they understood that the kingdom that's going to be established now is a temporary kingdom. It's not the permanent kingdom, which is from the descendants of Dovra Melech. It's going to be a temporary kingdom. That's why they allow themselves to take over the kingdom. Now the question is, where do we see this? Where does this come from? The answer is that there's a pasuk in the Torah, Hashem yimloich li'olam voed. Hashem will rule forever, eternity. The words yimloich li'olam voed, will rule forever, are bigimatria keren. The word keren, kuf resh nun, 350. The word yimloich, yud mem lamed chof, which means will rule. Will rule how long? Temporarily. The word Yimloich is Bigimatria Pach. So that those kings that were anointed with a Pach, they ruled, but short term. Those kings that were anointed with a Keren are part of that Yimloich La'olam Void. And this was the remez that the Chashmonoim saw, that the miracle was a pach. They understood that the kingdom that needs to be established now is not the permanent kingdom. So this is one of the psukim that this is based on. Romo karni bahashem. And the Gemara says, Veloi romo pachi, keren daika. Rav Nosazal says, note the word here that's used is keren specifically. Bechinas vahavale karna. This goes back to what Rabbein Nazal shows over there in chapter 17 in Likut Imran. He quotes a story of Rabba Bar Bar Chana, which speaks about a certain fish, I believe, or a certain goat, that had a horn, a karna. And Rabbein Nazal says that keren means, keren refers to tztoka, keren hashoifar. The term keren is used also about the horn that's used when we blow shoifar. Shemen hamishcha. And this is also referring to the oil, the special oil that was used to anoint the Kohanim and the vessels in the Mishkan, as we see in this week's Parsha, in Parshas Tetzaveh. Rav Nosson says, Ayin Leah, look where we mentioned this previously in this halacha. Ein Kodosh Kashem. This is part of the Shira of Chanukah, I believe. Of Chana. There's no one as holy as Hashem. Al Tarbu Tedabru Gavoya Gavoya. Don't continue to speak very high. Ki kel deois Hashem, because Hashem is a Hashem of knowledge and wisdom. Veloi niskinu alilois. Now Rav Nosson Zal says here the word alilois means lush minion. This goes back to the discussion that we had a few shiurim ago about Sfira Soimer. And Rav Nosson Zal quoted a pasuk there with the term alil. Alil means to count. Shegam alilois ubilbulim ushkorim shel asitrachra. What this pasuk is telling us is that even the word alila also means libel, the false libels and the confusion and the lies of the sitrachra, which are found in their books. Bechinas alilois dvorim. Alilois dvorim means when a person makes up a lie about someone. A husband accuses his wife that she wasn't a psula when he married her. It's called alilois dvorim. Shehem l'shoin sheker. That refers to falseness, lies. Hakoil nimna lefanov. All the lies and everything of the sitrachra are all counted before Hashem. Hashem sees everything. He knows every single detail there. Ki afal pi she'ein keitz l'hasheker, because even though we learned in the previous year that lies have no limits, you want to lie about something, you could say a million things about it if you're not telling the truth about it. Aval Hashem yisporach yoideya misporo yumenyonoi ad heichon yesh lo koach leskaber. However, Hashem does know the exact number, like how numbered is the falseness, the lies, how their days are numbered, and their power is numbered, you know. It is within certain boundaries and limits. Ki hu yoda ma b'chashoicha. As it says, Hashem knows even what's in darkness. V'keitz som l'choshech. And Hashem places an end to the darkness. Al kein, therefore, soif kol soif yizgala ho'emes. Therefore, eventually, the truth is going to be revealed. V'yistakein ha'koil, and everything will be repaired. Bechinas, as it says over there in that Shira of Chana, Hashem meimis u'mechaye, moirid she'oil v'yoal. Hashem kills and he brings back to life. He lowers people to the lowest places and he elevates them. Ad, until it continues over there, the pasuk continues over there, and it says, v'yoreim keren meshichoi. And Hashem will lift up the glory of his anointed one. Keren daika. Note that term keren. Ki hakol b'koyach hatzdaka. The word keren also means a charity organization. People know there are kronos. A keren means an organization that distributes funds. Ki hakol b'koyach hatzdaka shehu ikar hakeren hakayem eslaat. Because in order for all of this to take place, It requires the power of tzedakah, which is the ultimate principle which remains forever. I remember hearing from Rav Rosenfeld, if I recall correctly, this was on my first trip to Eretz Yisrael, when I was 16 years old. And when I had met him at the time, I met him in the winter time. And then that summer, I was on a plane with him to Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. I wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. I wanted to be on his plane, on his flight. And it worked out. And if I recall correctly, it was Sabena Airlines. And I don't remember if there was a stopover, if we actually stopped over, or it was a direct flight. This is in 1972 or 3, approximately. And they would announce on the flight sometimes in those days, it wasn't like today where you have it all in digital in front of you on a screen, you can see exactly where the plane is positioned right now, what countries it's flying over. In those days, they would announce on the plane, we are now flying over Germany, we're now flying over Italy. And when they mentioned that we're now flying over Rome, Rav Rosenfeld mentioned this topic, that the final exile that we are in now is called the Golus Edom or the Golus Roimi, the Golus of Rome. And he mentioned this pasuk, the Yorim Keren Meshichoi. This pasuk talks about Hashem lifting up the glory of his anointed one, of Moshiach. The word Veyorim is Oisiois Roimi, Roimi, that Rome will have its downfall when the Keren of Moshiach, when the glory of Moshiach is revealed in its fullest sense. I don't know if I've mentioned that maybe for 30, 40 years. It came to mind now, seeing this pasuk, I was reminded of this incredible chiddush. V'alkein, and now Rav Nosson Zalei adds, V'alkein ikar ha-ge'ula al yidei tzedakah. One of the most important factors that's going to lead to the final redemption that we're waiting for now is tzedakah. Kama shekosuv tzioin bamishpa tipode v'shoveho b'tzedakah. Tzion will be redeemed with justice and righteousness, and those who return to Tzion, all those people who need to return to the Jewish nation, to return to Eretz Yisrael, it'll be accomplished with tzedakah. Kalidei tzedakah nasen balei tshuva vegerim, shayidei ze yie ikar hageula. Bechinas, as we say every morning, and as we say Shabbos at Mincha, uvo letzion goyel, the Redeemer, Moshiach, will come to Yerushalayim Tetzion, Uleshovei Fesha B'Yakov, Bitzdoko Tikoinoni Rachaki Meoshek. That with Tzdoko, you will be established, you who are far. Ki Iker Tzmichas Keren Moshiach, Hualidei Tzdoko. Because one of the major, major factors which will lead to the outgrowth and birth of the glory of Moshiach is the mitzvah of tzedakah. V'zeh shesiyim shom, and this is why the pasuk concludes there, hein goyer yogur, mi gor itoch, shemedaber le'inim geirim, kamo shepirish rashi shom. If you take a look over there, the pasuk there is speaking about converts coming and joining Klal Yisrael. Hanu al yidei hatzedakah, nasim geirim o balei tshuva, the mitzvah of tzedakah is what helps bring about that converts should come and join Klal Yisrael, people should be chozer b'tshuva, which is what's really going to lead to the geula, the final redemption. Interesting that we're learning about this all in the month of Adar now. Adar Rishon, it's Adar Rishon, we have an Adar Rishon, we have an Adar Sheni, and we have a Nisan. And these are, in some ways, the most powerful months of the year in tzedakah, in terms of tzedakah. On Purim, we have Matanas Levyoinim, we have Mishloach Monos. It's all about giving, giving, giving. We should be zeicha. The world, the Jewish world, is in such an incredible state. In the shul, there are people coming, 10, 20, 50 people a day coming to collect. This sometimes because of a sickness, and Baruch Hashem many times because of weddings. People are making weddings and they need financial help to make a wedding or a bar mitzvah to buy tefillin. Good things many times. And the needs are incredible. And at the same time, there's incredible wealth in Klal Yisrael now. I heard when I was in America, I heard it when I was there, and I heard it last night at a Sheva Brachas that I attended, that we can mention a name. There's a person by the name of Laser Shiner, Louis Shiner, who lives in New York, in Muncie, and he lives in Miami, and he's one of the major philanthropists in the Jewish world today. And he found out there was an incident where somebody, one of the members of a kollel, I believe in Lakewood, received a gift, a certain gift, I think it was a few $100s, and he said, wow, this is a month's salary in kollel. And when he heard this, he was horrified. That's a month's salary in kollel? You mean kollel people are getting less than minimum wage? There's minimum wage in the United States. A worker gets minimum wage. People who are in kollel should be paid less than minimum wage. And he decided to rock the world. And he decided that in Lakewood, I believe he's starting with the city of Lakewood, which has a few thousand people learning in kollel. And he decided to put together a fund of millions of dollars to upgrade all the kollel salaries at least minimum wage. That for the number of hours per week that these people are on kollel, per week, per month, minimum is going to be, which added, I think, at least $1,000 or more to each one of these thousands of kollel people in Lakewood. And he's flying back and forth from Muncie to Lakewood several times a week to make this up. And he's organizing a group of wealthy people that these are all buddies in the nursing home industry, real estate, all kinds of stuff. They put together a fund of $80 million. That's what I heard they starting with. These are the needs in Klal Yisrael, and these are the, and there is wealth. Kanina Hora, there are people, when I was in America, I heard people doing deals, making $30 million, $50 million, $80 million. Those numbers exist today in the Jewish world. We should be zeche that the money should be in the hands of people that are worthy, people that are qualified, and people that will perform the tzedaka that's needed to bring about the final Geula Shlema, B'mehera B'yameinu.